A husband in a foreign city in a car looked at his wife and said, "Dear, we may be lost, but there's no traffic and we're making good time." The futility of certain responses brings us to a little smile. But it also reminds us that we need to know where we're going. Because if there's no traffic and you're making good time, you may be going in the opposite direction. So today, the little things are amazing. Our Lord died. He didn't appear to die. It wasn't an imagination. But from the very first centuries of Christianity, we said he was born, he lived, and he died, and he rose from the dead, and he sits at the right hand of the Father. But that death is not something that we lightly go over. Although even when there is death, the angel says to the woman, "Rejoice, don't be afraid. Look at what you can learn." For the early Christians, death was not something they feared. It was something that gave them perspective. Because when you realize everything you own, you are a caretaker of. Every person that you love and you care for is a gift that has been given to you. When we learn not to possess what we can never hold on to, then love is open to us and freedom is open to us. We know where we are going, and even if though we may be stuck in traffic, maybe we tripped up by our own misinformed deeds, or maybe anger or jealousy or something else clouded our reasoning. We get up, we try again to be better. As I say, repentance is not based on shame or sorrow, but it is based on love of yourself, of God, and your neighbor. No matter how dysfunctional I can be, no matter what words I said that were bad or deeds I have done that were not good, it is the courageous and believing person that gets up and tries again. There's once a police officer that stopped someone. There was a fender bender and his friend was there. And the police officer said, "How fast was this person going when they backed up into you?" I'll let those figure it out. We sometimes don't want to admit our failures. But that is your strength. Every time you confront reality, you have an opportunity to conquer. On the altar, you have Jesus Christos Nika, Jesus Christ. He conquered both death and sin. In the Plushchenitsa, when you look at the Plushchenitsa, the artist painted it from the perspective that you are in the tomb with Jesus looking out. You're not outside. When you die to the evil that is in your life and try one more time because you love God, yourself, and others, then you have a possibility. Don't be like those people who have given up and think that being good is impossible. The question we always ask ourselves as Christians, not whether we have the power, but whether we believe that God's grace can raise us even from the dead deeds that we have done. And He can. And because of the love of the people that are around us, we have the courage and the faith to say, "I don't know how heavy that stone is, but God will help me roll it away. And the dead deeds will rise to a new life and a brightness will shine." That is the goal of confession. That is the goal of repentance of everything that happens to us. I repent because I love. I repent because I believe. I repent because Jesus rose from the dead and conquered the hatred and jealousy that crucified him to the cross to show us, if we believe, we too can rise from the dead deeds and have a new direction to our life. Simply look at the Lord. He gave us the example, and he will give us the power to do it. Christos Voskres.